Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Son of a bitch, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the number one sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Premium Network, also the only one. We actually have people here. I never do this show by myself. I got my co-host in here in his seat. My number one, what's going on, Justin? How you doing?
Harime, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Harime, made back to you. Mm-hmm. Everything cool with you, man? You know, you've been keeping up with all the sports stuff going on this week?
I've been trying to keep up.
Yeah, it feels like it's only one story, right?
Right, and I don't even want to talk about the one story I'm thinking about was last night's game.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I was thinking about Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin. That seemed like every 2 seconds on SportsCenter, they switch back to that.
And got an update.
Yeah.
They flipped two more pages.
Aaron Rodgers hurt his shoulder, and when we get back, more on Richie Incognito calling that dude a nigger.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on everybody else to get in trouble and for those names to drop.
Mm-hmm. Well, other things did happen, y'all, and we will discuss them here at Balls Deep. That's why you listen. The other person you hear on the mic who decided didn't need an introduction is Karen from the Blackout Tips and Lip Smacking Good. Karen, what's up?
How y'all doing out there?
Good.
Hey, Karen.
Also, my wife. first of all, Karen, you been keeping up with any sports stuff this week?
The Incognito, that's about it. Him and Aaron Rodgers, because I have my fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like holding on. It got big O by his name. And I'm like, I'm just going to hold on to you, because the second I drop your ass, but he's back and he's better than ever. So no, I'm not going to drop him.
So is Aaron, is he not out this Sunday?
What do you mean?
He is.
Is he playing?
No.
Well,
they play Philly this week.
I mean, at least I don't think he's playing, but I'm holding on to him because it's one of those things where they be like, yeah, we're going to hold him out for a few weeks. Then he comes back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you dropped him and somebody go out there and pick him up. I'm not trying to hear that.
I was hoping he was going to play. I was hoping the reports was.
Well, nothing was worse than me and Roderick sitting here doing our show and flip on the TV and both of us got Aaron Rodgers and be like, yes, Aaron Rodgers went out the first 18 seconds of the game. I was like, shit.
Yeah, he got me one point and I lost by seven.
Yes, sir.
Well, to me, it sounds like Richie should have been a little bit more incognito. All right. We can't start without our theme song. Everybody knows this. What did I do with our theme song? What the fuck? It was just here.
We're brothers.
Okay. Looks like I have to go to it myself. Okay. Yeah, the theme song of the show.
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and mm-hmm. you can't find me?
That day.
He about to go deep.
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. In love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking
dry hump positive traits. In the ground into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. I'm good, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I? We're talking about balls deep in love.
That's right, guys. It's time to go balls deep. We've been starting, you know, since the NFL season started, we've been starting the week with the stories of the games that we previously played. And we've been talking about the game that is the most current the last few weeks, and that is the Thursday night game. This week will be no different. Thursday night game was featuring Justin's Washington Redskins.
There's nothing to see, though. Nothing.
The DC niggers, as I like to call them. Let's get those racial slurs out there. Against the Minnesota Vikings. They lost 34-27. Justin, man, any analysis on this game?
We ain't shit. We ain't never been shit. Mm. We ain't gonna beat shit.
Okay.
No, all just aside, man, I was looking forward to a victory, and I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I really, like, what happened the second half of the game, man? I went to sleep with a smile on my face, like, oh, we got this in the bag.
Nope. Now wake up.
You know what I'm saying? And wake up, it's like, man, what the fuck happened? What did they do?
Yeah, I thought y'all had this, honestly.
Honda, man.
Well, the thing is, I think, why is this playing? Shut up. I think, Ponder got hurt at some point and like fucked up his wrist, and they still won this game. Like, Matt Castle came in and got him some. I noticed that Josh Freeman didn't get him any. Yeah, they tried to act like, well, he just wasn't ready. He had a concussion. That nigga's sorry. I told y'all he was sorry. I watched him in Tampa Bay. Shirley Wong, I'm sure she watched enough to testify to it.
Yeah.
I understand that he was undermined, but as far as I'm concerned, Greg Schiano framed a guilty man. There was no, that's the worst part about Schiano. There was no need to even like impugn this dude's credibility or talk about drug tests.
He's just that bad.
He couldn't pass the eye test. I would watch the game and be like, nigga, that dude was open and you just threw it right to the defender. That's all you have to say. But, you know, anyway, he didn't get in this game, which I think is a telltale sign that he's not good. And he got that extra money for nothing.
Yeah, well, Chano did get him an extra paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pay me extra for me being overrated.
But I was looking forward to this win because I felt like Philly was going to lose this week. Mm. I felt like Cowboys was going to lose. I was like, oh, this will put us right just one game behind the Cowboys. We know the Cowboys going to fuck up a few more games. Yep. I was like, we could be number one in the East with this victory.
Yep, almost December. Time for the Cowboys to fold. Got one more month. Yeah, I also thought you guys were probably going to win this. I'm glad I didn't bet on it or anything like that. The first half was really good too for Robert Griffin. Like, I think he had like 3 touchdowns at halftime.
Man, yes, he was looking good out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, percentage completions was nice. Defense was playing like they should.
In my fantasy league, I started Robert Griffin III because, Aaron Rodgers was my number one quarterback and he got hurt. So I started RG3, got those 3 touchdowns at halftime. I was like, that's looking pretty good for me. You know, great fill in. I had Pierre Garçon in the league, got a touchdown, 119 yards. Mm-hmm. Jordan Reed got him a touchdown. I was like, yo, I started him. I was like, I'm doing great. Let me just go ahead and go to bed.
You did what I did.
I said, I can go to bed. My fantasy team is straight. Long as everybody's healthy tomorrow morning. Nothing they, oh, and I had Adrian Peterson too in another league. I was like, as long as, you know, my folks is taken care of, I could walk away from this. Dog came back, woke up this morning. I said, hold up. What? They lost. Exactly. How?
It makes me not even just want to watch them anymore for the rest of the season. Like, they banned from my TV.
It's getting about that time, man. I saw, D'Angelo Hall with the forced fumble, great defensive play, hurt. That's where they hurt Ponder's wrist. Like, just, man, just what a terrible showing by the Redskins. And once again, man, I gotta say, it comes down to the defense.
Yep.
Like, it's just all year has been the same thing. We were in a bar and, when Ponder threw that first pick and I went, hold up. Brandon Merriweather got a pick and didn't hit anybody in the head? Right. This might be y'all's night, man. The defense might be coming together. Nope. It was not to be. 34 points to the fucking Vikings.
Here's the thing, man. The defense has been terrible for way before Shanahan got there, so I can't even blame him for that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got there and saw the defense was terrible, why didn't he try to fix it? What is he doing?
Well, he did. Remember, he switched it. Y'all used to run like what, a 4-3, switch to a 3-4 defense?
Right, but well, at least with that defense, it would only be the fourth quarter we would give up games. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Now it's the first quarter. You'd be like, damn, the Redskins losing 21-3 in the first.
Yeah, I think this is just another example of what happens when you let outside forces of the team distract you. Cause Shanahan was too busy trying to talk shit about Albert Haynesworth.
Mm-hmm. Instead of coaching.
Just coaching the people that's there right now. What you worried about what this dude said on the radio about you? So get to work. Like, y'all ain't, I don't know if you noticed, the defense ain't good now. So you can't put that on him. Fuck it. Move on to think of something else. And here's the biggest side note I have for this game. Alfred Morris has to be the best running back in the NFL that nobody wants to give him a touchdown. What do they have against this man and goal line carries, man?
I don't know. He like D'Angelo Williams.
Yeah.
For the Panthers. It's just.
But D'Angelo Williams, I can make an argument that he's washed up. Like, he's not. Right. Like, Alfred Morris is in the prime of his football career.
I'm going to be honest. There's no fumbles he had last year and like the first game this year.
That's crazy, man. Cause like,
it has to be.
They'll bring in a nigga that don't ever play. They brought in a dude last week that I have never seen before.
Was it Healy?
No, it was Young or something. Like, somebody Young.
Yeah.
Dude got like three carries and three touchdowns. Cause they were just like, well, we can't trust Alfred.
Yeah. That rookie season, those fumbles. And ironically, his rookie season, he started out great.
Mm-hmm.
And then by like week 12, he just had like two fumbles a game. And then he started out this season with the fumbles. And it's just like, bro, all you got to do is your main job is even if you was to get 1 yard a carry, but you don't fumble, you'll keep a job in the NFL.
What's funny to me, though, is this dude touches the ball 26 times. So it's not even like they're saying, Wilson.
That's enough to get a touchdown.
Yeah, well, not just that, but David Wilson had a fumbling problem. And you could tell because his carries per game went to like 7, 8, 11, 6. Like, you could tell where they were like, we're not giving you the ball. Alfred Morris, they will give him the ball everywhere except when it's time to score. They'd be like, you can sit down.
And here's the thing, man. He had a good game against San Diego on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I said, I think he's the best running back in the league that can't get touchdowns.
And that's what made this game so infuriating. Like Sunday, we go out against the Chargers, who was on a roll. They had been smashing teams. We go in there. We put up big numbers. We try to give it away. Winning overtime, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come against Minnesota. Should be an easy win. You know what I mean? Because they've been trashed. They just got beat on Sunday. They just got whooped. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you should be able to get this game with your eyes closed.
Right.
You come out playing good and you lose. It's like, man, just change the name of the team already. Let's move on. Let's get some new jerseys.
Right.
And start over.
I'm okay with new colors now. Like, that's how I feel. I at least wanted them to keep the same colors. Yeah. But now just get new colors everything.
Just revamp.
Washington Warriors, go to camouflage and just move on.
Call it a day.
No, you can't even do Warriors. Like, even that's too close to... Like, do like the Washington, I don't know, shipyard or something.
Well, this week we'll be covering somebody that actually might have a more offensive nickname than y'all, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Washington Monuments or something. Know what I mean? Pick something like that.
Washington, just can we please start winning nows?
Yeah, something. Just something. Just make the colors red, white, and blue after the flag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Alfred Morris. Just looking at his game log, he has 5 touchdowns for the season, but I'm saying he should have at least half of the touchdowns that other people have too.
Yeah, look at Healy.
He should have like 10.
Look at Healy.
Yeah, Healy or whatever.
That guy.
Yeah, I feel like, Alfred Moore should have at least 10 touchdowns by now because I guarantee, Sam Young got those 3 or whatever it was. Let me see what Roy Healy did this year. He's got 4.
Right, like and that's not even getting as many touches.
Right.
And Morris missed a few games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was hurt.
This is bad, man. I'm not feeling it, man. So I think they need to do something about this.
But him not getting those touches goes to Shanahan. He'll rather run a play for the quarterback than to just go ahead and keep Morris in though.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy thing. Cause like that was the other thing last week. They didn't even let Robert Griffin run it. They just wasn't letting Morris run it. Like, all right, let's talk about the games from, other than last night. But,
Thank you. Let's thank you.
Adrian Peterson continues to produce.
You're kind, sir.
All right. Bengals played the Dolphins. I don't care. Nothing to see. Dolphins beat them.
Right.
The only thing is, Andy Dalton continues to not be as good as people think he is.
Green gone, man.
Yeah.
We said it last week. Green gone, man.
Yeah, he can't say that, man. He need to go somewhere and get him a real quarterback, man.
Here's the thing, though. You know, I talked about going somewhere fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
But would you want to go play on the other side of Megatron and make the game easy?
That's what I'm saying. That my whole thing is, I mean, I understand ego, so I'm gonna say, I mean, I like Andy Dalton went out there through three picks, by the way. Okay. No touchdowns. But I can understand like making an argument for like why I can see an argument for like wanting the game to be easy and but not wanting to like give too much credit to another dude. So maybe he doesn't go play with Calvin Johnson or something, or maybe the money doesn't match up. But it's gotta be a ton of teams that have the money and the quarterback that doesn't have enough help that you could just go in there and get all the credit.
I mean, when I just think about teams like when Larry Fitzgerald and Gerald and Bolden was on the same team, Cardinals, like they was killing.
Yep.
When
you look at
even Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice when they first came to San Fran, they was running like those scores, they was putting up high numbers every game.
Yeah.
Like that's like if so I'm, if you put like, me on the other side of Megatron. It's no way the quarterback or our team should ever fail.
Yeah, that's all. That's just unfair. Like, but I was thinking, like, he's so good, he could just go somewhere where another top 10 wide receiver is.
You said not the number one receiver.
Yeah, not the number 10. One, but just like another top 10 dude. Like, and he would still be, like, it would be, that offense would be unstoppable. And, like, he got to just pick his, like, where can I get all the credit? But not like if he went to Baltimore, that would be perfect because Torrey Smith is a beast on the low, and then he would get all the credit for that offense.
They can't afford him though.
Nah, they can't. They can't afford him.
Yeah, Flacco makes sure nobody else can ever come to their team again.
Yeah, Cowboys can't afford him. The 49ers don't even have really a number one wide receiver, in my opinion.
No, getting the team that probably can't afford him ain't gonna go look at him.
Yeah,
Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers is the best spot from, in my opinion, but I don't think he's going to do
that's
it.
That's a little hometown bias.
I'm an Eagles fan.
The Panthers have the money, but
who on the other side?
They wouldn't go get him.
Who on the other side for him? We're talking about for him.
Oh, yeah, Steve Smith's on the other side and Greg Olsen, both dudes that are good but can't take enough. They will not get the credit for his saving the team.
He might as well stay where he is then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think Newton's a better quarterback than – I think the Panthers are poised to be an even better team than they are if they had a number one wide receiver.
But then you trading Newton for also Riviera, who not gonna ever run a play.
He does.
Beneficial for Green.
Matter of fact, let's just get right into the Panthers game. Panthers beat the Falcons 34-10. Cause one.
Newton.
Number one, like I've been telling you, Matt Ryan is a fraud. Couldn't tell you more. You getting all that I'm not Mike Vick money. Yeah, okay. You think that's the way to run a franchise? Go ahead. Be my guest. So, you got that fact that he going out there throwing three hits, and now everybody want to cop, please. He ain't got his best people out there, but he throwing three hits, though. That's what I'm saying. He's throwing three picks. See, that's the difference. An elite quarterback might not have a good game, but they also not going to kill their fucking team just because their best players aren't out there. Yep,
just ask Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Tom Brady wasn't leaving. I threw four picks today. Mm-hmm. Like, this dude is terrible. Anyway, Matt Ryan's front-running ass is terrible. That's number one. Mm-hmm. But then number two, Cam Newton finally threw two picks after, like, a month of not throwing any interceptions. He also had a touchdown and, more importantly, won the game.
Yeah, and my thing about this, and
He had a rushing TD. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, my thing about this, Cam Newton is breaking all kinds of records.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing, and it's funny to me when people talk about him, especially here in our city, but when you hear people talk about him abroad, like outside of Charlotte, most people understand that he is a good quarterback. But when you talk to people in our city, they act like he is the worst goddamn thing ever. And I'm looking like, motherfucker, do you watch the other games? Do you watch these other terrible ass quarterbacks out in the league? And we have a quarterback that has a potential of being a Hall of Famer quarterback eventually if he stays healthy and keep doing the right things. And that's one of those things we was talking about before, Justin. I think that he would be good here, but I know with that fuck ass owner we got, they not gonna go get nobody. They don't spend money. They don't get people that need to let go. They keep them too long. People that need to go at, they want a squeaky clean image here. And it kind of upsets me being a Panthers fan who wants the team to win and can see glimpses like Steve Smith. We should have got rid of Steve Smith a few years ago and traded him and got something for him. We should have got draft picks or something, but we're too busy about motherfucking loyalty. Don't nobody give a goddamn about loyalty when it comes to football, but us. I don't know why, you know, it's cutthroat because it's football. And it's one of those things where, you know, people complain about the team, you know, not winning when a lot of the Panthers fans here are very ignorant to football, I think. Like they are very, very ignorant fan base. And it just frustrates me as a Panther fan who desires to see my team win, who can see Cam Newton. If Cam Newton had some people that could catch the ball, we would be something to reckon with. But because they won't go in free agent, that free agency opens up, you see all these people out here, you're like, why don't y'all get them? They're like, nah, it's one of those things where Charlotte wants to be a big city without being big city money when it comes to football. And it doesn't work like that.
I mean, I agree with that. They didn't want Cam anyway. A lot of people didn't want Cam here in Charlotte in the beginning, so.
Because they're stupid,
I could see why they still continued not to support him. Rod is the only person I've ever heard support him other than myself that like Cam Newton. And, maybe one or two other people, but that's, for the majority, even people in other places, I've never heard them be like, they like Cam. Mm-hmm. Especially white people, I'm just gonna put it out there. It's mainly white people.
Yeah, and my opinion, and I guess for me, the thing that frustrates me about it and something, and when you bring this up, people act like, you're crazy, but a lot of it has to do with race. I think a lot of people never really liked Cam Newton from the beginning, and a lot of people, in our city, didn't want him. They wanted Luck, and they was angry when Luck didn't come out. And even after Luck went out to next year, people were still motherfucking complaining. After he broke Peyton Manning's rookie record, and I'm looking at them like, motherfucker, these are stats and statistics, and you're still saying you'd rather have something subpar. I don't understand that. As a football fan.
I will say they will go buy his clothes out of Belk's at South Park Mall. He got his nice suit line out there. they will go buy his clothes.
And that's the thing. Winning covers everything. And so, it's one of those things where if you get the right people around Cam and they start winning, these motherfuckers complaining, they're still going to goddamn complain. But a lot of the fan base will support because you're winning. Nobody cares about a team that's not just losing.
Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of Beeson. I still don't know why they traded Beeson in New York, because he went to New York and started killing.
I'm still mad they got rid of Peppers, because and me as a Panthers fan, I sit here and they painted Pepper so nasty. They painted Pepper so bad. And I'm looking like, motherfucker, he's the whole part of the defense. Defense started being sorry. And I'm watching the games for Chicago going, God damn it. What's wrong with the fuck wrong with Panthers fan? And I guess for me, it becomes very, very, very frustrating as a Panthers fan to see some of the things that I see, because I'm like, I just want y'all to win. I want y'all, you know, it's almost like Panthers fan aren't, they're not as, put it like this, they're unrealistic, a lot of them, just like Eagles fans and Steelers fans and the fans that go, we're going to go to Super Bowl every year, Super Bowl or bust. But a lot of those teams have the right to do that. We don't, because we went 14 years ago, 15 years ago. We think we're supposed to automatically go back, and you're like, no, that's not realistic.
It has been a long ass time.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
not even just a Super Bowl, but deep in the playoffs, like winning a
playoff game. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And it's one of those things where you're looking at the offense, you're looking at the defensive lines, you're looking at the tight ends, you're looking at motherfuckers getting old, you're looking at them not drafting new talent, and you're going, what are y'all motherfuckers talking about? We not even gonna make the playoffs. Like I said, if we go 8-8, I'll be happy with that.
Maybe it's cause we got too many nice strip clubs here in Charlotte. The players can't concentrate and focus, cause a lot of them Panthers players do spend a lot of time at strip clubs here in Charlotte. Bobcats players, it used to be the Hornets. It was consistently at the strip clubs here. Maybe we need a petition to get these strip clubs further out of the county, and then maybe our players can do a little better, because I swear they can't concentrate.
The thing is, Cam Newton has won 9 of his last 12 games. They're also 5-3 right now. So, right at this point, 8-8 would be a disappointment. Like, it's just the tone in Charlotte is so negative about the dude.
Yes.
That I think people lose sight of what's actually happening on the field. The defense is playing the best it's played in years. And their defensive draft picks do come through. Their offensive draft picks are not good.
At all. Yep.
You know, they're very middling, if at all, still on the team and stuff. And they take risks where it's just like, you know, nobody is not panning out. So
I wonder if it's one of the things, you know, how, and not to keep bringing up Jerry Rice, but a lot of the Fitzgerald and Bolden, they worked out together. They practiced together and did things like that during the offseason to get themselves better. I wonder if it's a situation where with Steve Smith being a veteran is not working out and you know, doing drills and things like that to make the newer receivers better as a core. Because since Muhammad left, we haven't had another good receiver, really, other than Steve Smith. And ever since
Feel like they draft dudes that just aren't good.
True.
Like, it's just a talent thing. They don't draft good wide receivers.
I don't know.
I mean, Steve Smith has been here for 10 years.
And he's been the number one receiver for 10. Something's wrong with that.
And in are we that wrong every year?
The motherfucker's old. How many people keep their receivers that long? It's been times where Cam Newton has forced the ball where you're like, it's other people that should be open that can't get open, or they're not good, or they're dropping passes. And it's one of those things where now I understand when Roger used to look at the TV at Donovan McNabb, at them niggas out there with them corn, with them rock ass hands, the ball hit him in the chest, hit him in a number, bust him upside the head. And you're like, goddamn, catch the ball. That's what I'm doing. I'm like, goddamn, catch the ball. But then I'm looking at Steve Smith like, he's old, but if he had help, it would make a difference.
Well, Steve Smith even says he's a number two receiver now.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how the Oakland Raiders quarterback just learned to throw the ball this year as a quarterback, and he's been quarterbacking pretty much his whole life. I'm sure since Pee Wee League, I'm sure a lot of these receivers, when they get here, like they say, the NFL is a different level. And if I had this veteran that's been here all this time, like you're saying, Rod, are we that wrong? We drafted Steve Smith. We went and got Muhammad. Like, are we that wrong that now we just can't find a
good receiver? Well, even with Steve Smith, technically, they started him out and didn't play him at wide receiver. Like, they just had him as a return man.
For a long time.
Like, I think it's an organizational thing. Yep. Like, it's just from the top down. I don't think it's just like one dude. I really think it's an organizational thing, because the job of the organization is to teach people, not just the hand them off to a player. Look at Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre said he refused to teach Aaron Rodgers anything.
Yeah, he was like,
because
fuck
he's
you.
Not going to help his competition. And Aaron Rodgers is still a great quarterback without Brett Favre taking a second to teach him anything, because he was talented coming out of school. I really think the Panthers just got to face it. They cannot evaluate wide receiver talent.
No, they can't.
And then the other thing is, of course, the big elephant in the room. They are scared, and so is their fan base, of picking players that have any type of background that isn't 100% clean. Cam Newton is the first dude they've taken that people have not universally like praised as a human being outside of the court, you know, outside of the field. I mean,
yeah. And my thing is this, and I remember, because it was so goddamn negative in this city before they did the draft, because so many people were so angry. And I said this, and Roger looked at me, and I meant this from the bottom of my heart. I said, if they don't pick Cam Newton, I will not be a Panthers fan again. And I meant that, because you mean to tell me you're going to let your motherfucking punk-ass fan base not draft the number one draft pick, and he'd have went somewhere and balled out, and we'd have had to watch him ball out somewhere else? I'd have been motherfucking livid. So it's one of those things where a lot of people fail to realize when people make executive decisions, they see things that you don't see. And it's one of those things where we don't have the scouting talent of the people that make these decisions, making good picks. So either the owner might come in and tell and dictate to these people who they can and cannot get. Because I guarantee you, somebody somewhere has to be like, well, why don't we get this person? Why don't we get that person? I'm going to be like, nah, I don't spend no money on this person. I don't spend no money on that person. And it got so bad that the owner of the Panthers had to come out and say, we will not get Michael Vick. Come on now, that tells you something else.
They better go get Green, because that boy stay out of trouble and he got hands.
I think, man, honestly, I feel like they should do what they would do if they had a white quarterback. And next draft, they need to sacrifice draft picks and be like, we'll take Sammy Watkins or whatever his name is, from Clemson, or like the dude from USC, like they, like, this is what you do for white quarterbacks. Like teams constantly do that shit where they're like, okay, we got our quarterback. Now we need a wide receiver to be with him for the next 10 years.
And a line.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's the kind of things that you see a lot of these other teams do. So yeah, they need to do something, man. The shit is whack, dude.
And then it's ridiculous. And I think I have the right after Panthers fan to look at the organizations and be like, y'all niggas don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
Yep. All that for the second game that we covered this week.
So oh, that's because, I'm sorry, fans, I'm making up. I'm normally not here. I'm normally sitting in my desk watching the app like most of y'all, angrily fussing because I can't make my comments. So I'm sorry.
It's all right. The Cowboys beat the Vikings, who turned around and beat the Redskins. Like,
no.
Wow. But yeah, they beat them 23-27. The Saints lost to the Jets. I'm starting to feel about Geno Smith the way Cleveland feels about his son. Like every once in a while, Cleveland will just look at Junior and be like, can't tell if you're smart or stupid. That's how I feel about Geno, man. Like, I don't know if he's smarter than I give him credit for, or just too stupid to know when he's supposed to lose, man. But,
I blame won. The Saints defense. That's you gotta blame on that. Geno continued to be Geno.
Yeah, cause it's not like he had a good game. You know, like he had 8-for-19, 115 yards. That's not good.
It was.
Yeah, it won.
Justin said it won.
Yeah, one rushing touchdown.
And what?
Yeah, he won. Drew Brees is out there throwing picks and shit.
Woo.
Now listen, they won by field goals.
You know, and here's
that kicker
my
a boss, ain't he?
Here's my thing one of the issues I've had with the Saints for a while now, and I know you can't say this because they won the Super Bowl, so God forbid you say anything critical, but they pass way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like their running backs. Their running backs are not as bad as people think.
They just never use them.
Yeah. Like, I know that word is Pierre Thomas is injury prone, and of course Mark Ingram is, you know, really suspect. But they really ran the ball like 13 times and threw it 51 times.
Man, Breeze almost had 400 yards.
Right. 51 passes. If this was, say, the Ravens, we'd all be like, why didn't they just get a ball to Ray Rice? I feel that way, too, with the Saints. Even though they don't have a Ray Rice, they have dudes that if you give them a total of 20 to 25 carries in a game, they'll help balance out the offense. And you won't have to just have Drew Brees
go back and it up.
Yeah, chuck it up every single time. So,
man, the Saints were never in this game. Like, mm-hmm. That's the other thing about it. They had 400 yards and were never in it. Like, even though they only lost, it looks like, oh, they only lost by six, close game. No, they weren't. Mm-hmm. They weren't close.
Yeah. It was just a weird game to watch, too, because, like, the Jets were kind of dominating them. They were putting a lot of pressure on, they put a lot of pressure on Drew Brees, which I didn't think they would be able to do.
Yep.
And it wasn't like just sacks. It was like just the pocket. They would jump. He would drop back and the pocket would just close so fast, man.
Now you think Drew maybe said something to his line the week before and they was like, oh,
I guess he won't be blocking.
It's like that. Okay, bro.
I think he missed, I think honestly he missed, Colson.
He missed the payment is what he missed. You know, you got to pay to play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He missed dinner. He missed that Thursday night dinner they normally have.
As much as, I'm just saying, as much as people, shit on Colson sometimes, I think he missed
made a
them.
Difference.
This would have been one of the games where you'd have been like, this is why he was on my fantasy league team.
Mm-hmm. Cause
this would have been one of the games he'd have had 150 yards,
right.
Two touchdowns,
a lot more
balling.
Than some of those short possession catches and shit.
Right. And then the next 3 weeks, you'd have been like, he getting two catches.
Right. That's why I hate him. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The Rams lost to the Titans 21-28. I don't care about either of these teams that much, mm-hmm. But what I did want to say, I'm so glad I got Zach Stacy on my fantasy football team. I'm so glad that I picked him up. He's on a couple of my teams. that boy is a fucking beast, man. He had 127 yards and 2 touchdowns in this game. The week before, he had like 100-something yards on the fucking Seattle Seahawks. You know, 134 carries on the Seahawks, dog. Dude got a bright future, man. A really bright future, man. So I fucks with that dude. Chris Johnson is back, so he had a good game. 150 yards, two touchdowns. Trade him now. If you have fantasy football, it might even be too late. Trade him now. That's his best game of the season. It's never happening again.
That's it. That's a wrap.
This is the time to trade him.
Don't they play Seattle again, though?
The Rams? They do. No. You think about Zach Stacy. I'm saying Chris Johnson is who you trade.
Yeah, for the Titans.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they played I don't think they play Seattle yet. They only play, if they do, they would only play them one time. Cause they're not in the same conference.
Keep them for that Seattle game. They can't stop the run.
Well, you know what, man? You was kind of joking on me when I brought it up, but I feel like I'm starting to look right, man. The way to beat Seattle is to run it right down their fucking throat.
But they still winning.
Yeah, they still
teams
winning.
Try it. They keep the game. This is
but
the thing about it.
Sorry teams are in the game with them now.
Right, but here's the
Imagine
thing.
Imagine if a good team did it.
Here's the thing about it though, man. By them winning, consistently still winning these close games, it's preparing them for when a close game come, they'll still have the confidence to feel like they can go out and win this game and execute as long as they execute. Whereas you're not going to be panicking on the sideline like the Cowboys. What are we going to do? I'm throwing a temper tantrum. I got small hands and big gloves, Dez Bryant. You know what I mean? Like your receivers, the team's going to feel like they can win the game. Even though they sorry teams, I agree.
But
you can always execute on a sorry team.
So are you saying Seattle will go, like, well, you think Seattle's going to, like, go undefeated the rest of the season?
They can win out. They might lose one game, maybe. Mm-hmm. But they could win out, yeah.
Are they undefeated right now?
No, they got one loss.
Okay, yeah, see. I feel like that, and I bet you if we look at that loss, they've ran it up their fucking throats.
It was.
The pilot was to the 49ers.
No, they beat the 49ers.
Okay, so who was it? The Colts? Maybe they lost to the Colts?
I think they won that game, too.
Yeah.
It was like
a
game they should have won. I'm about to.
But whoever, I just feel like these, put it this way, it's starting to look close, bro. The Buccaneers only lost to them by 3. Come on, man. Like, that says something. It's the Bucs.
Sure the team, but baby, they ain't good.
Nah, that's not just
the team.
No, my
team
really No. Shirley Wong team.
Oh, yeah. That's Shirley Wong team, but they are fucking terrible. And I don't even think she would argue that. And they had some nigga that I've never heard of named Mike James get 158 yards on them.
Okay, yeah, you were right. They lost to the Colts. And the top rusher was Russell that game with 102 yards.
Yeah, I was going to – with 102?
Yep.
Wait, who?
Russell Wilson. He was the top rusher that game.
I'm talking
about – So it wasn't like the Colts ran the ball on them. The Colts didn't run the ball on them, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see the Colts not running it, but I really think this is like a bully being punched in the mouth, and now everybody's going to try this. 0-18 tried this.
And I was wrong. Tennessee did already play Seattle, and Marshawn Lynch was the leading rusher with 77 yards. So
okay, yeah.
So trade Chris Johnson.
Yeah, trade Chris Johnson.
You were right. But our next game is Atlanta. They obviously gonna beat them. They gonna beat Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They gonna beat New Orleans.
That's the thing. You say that so easily.
It's at Seattle. That's why.
But it's the all these games in Seattle?
No,
what about the Minnesota?
The New Orleans game.
But I'm saying like
Minnesota's at Seattle.
Yeah, I'm saying like I don't even care where they play, honestly.
Who running for Atlanta?
Right. Yeah. Atlanta's right. No, they will beat Atlanta. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying anyone can beat them. Atlanta's not good. I think I've been on record as saying Atlanta, the Falcons are a bad team and they have a bad quarterback. I'm saying like that Minnesota game.
It's at Seattle. They play different at home.
But it's Adrian Peterson, and everybody is learning. The sorry teams are being like, so if you just run directly at these niggas, you got a chance?
I feel like they'll beat Minnesota. The only tough game they got coming up, again, is the game at San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's
just, like I said.
That might be the one game they lose. After that, it's the Giants. They're going to beat them. They play Arizona Cardinals at home, then they play St. Louis again at home.
All right. Well, you're on record as saying they might lose one game. I'm saying they will probably lose to a sorry team. In addition to, like, I think they'll actually beat the 49ers.
If they lose more than two games, I'll shave my head.
Shut up. I think they'll beat the 49ers, but I'm telling you, one of them sorry teams gonna luck up and win, cause these niggas are sorry, dude. Like, the Rams had no business being in a game with them, and the Bucks, are you understanding how sorry the Bucks are?
I know.
They are the worst football team I have seen.
That's where Freeman came from. I know how sorry they are. They got MRSA infections and everything else.
0-8. They are 0-8, and they were winning for the majority of this game, dude. This is like, they lost, I think it was overtime. They had to go to overtime to beat the fucking Bucks, cause everybody know you run directly into they fucking mouth hole, dude.
I mean, Mike James had 158, I get it.
Yeah, Mike James. Who? Mike James.
Yes, who is that?
I'm just saying, man, I feel confident that they will only lose one game if they lose a game.
So you got them going 14-2.
If they lose that one game, yeah.
Yeah, 14-2 or better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. The Chiefs beat the Bills, another front running ass team. God damn, the Chiefs are terrible.
Yes, the Chiefs out there like, we're gonna try to win again.
The Chiefs have to be the luckiest sorry ass team in the league right now.
That's some you hating right now, because
I'm right.
Not hating. That's, no.
Can we look
if
at
the ball bounces another way or some other shit happens? Dude, they 9-0.
They put up two touchdowns in the second half.
Let's talk about their schedule, because everybody keeps throwing up 9-0. Can we talk about who they playing? Is that okay or no?
No, I'm okay with that.
Jacksonville,
right?
Dallas, which I say is a big win for them. Philadelphia, not that big a win. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people remember, our quarterback got hurt that game.
I mean, they hurt him, so.
Yeah, I think he actually just pulled a hamstring running.
Away from them hitting him.
I mean, I think he got like a 78-yard run. I think he just pulled a hammy. But whatever, okay. The Giants, who Justin said are sorry, laughed at him.
They are just sorry.
Okay. Tennessee. Terrible team. Oakland, terrible team.
Good.
Houston, terrible team. Cleveland, terrible team. Buffalo, terrible team. You want to know the quarterbacks they beat? Jeff Toole, Jason Campbell, Case Keenum, Terrell Pryor, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Alex Smith had the best game in that. Oh yeah, that Eli Manning, we all know he's terrible. This year, lead the league in interceptions this year. Mike Vick and Nick Foles, Tony Romo, and whoever the fuck was quarterbacking for Jacksonville week one. They not good, man. People keep throwing that 9-0 like it means something to me.
It do mean something.
It don't mean nothing.
We'll see when they play Denver. That's all I can say.
They'll get smashed. Oh, I can't wait for
them to
lose.
I'll be shot, yeah.
Maybe. They better hit Peyton Manning every time and like get in his head right away. That's the only way they got a chance.
Man, here's the thing, man. Not that I'm even supporting the Chiefs, because I don't really give a damn about the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, it's that same principle like the Spurs. Like, they just gonna consistently do these same consistent plays. They gonna just consistently 5-6 yards every time 5-6 yards. They get down the field, they score.
But that's the thing, Justin. Last week, the defense scored the touchdowns. Like, it's not even, like, they can't, like, it's not like the Spurs. The Spurs have a franchise that is systematically excellent for over the course of years. Kansas City Chiefs are like the fucking 76ers the first week of the NBA season.
Nah, they just a fresh start. With their new coach?
Do they have years and decades of excellence of them coming and winning like this?
This is like that year when Mike Fratello coached the Cleveland Cavaliers and they got to the playoffs, but they did that four corners basketball where they would hold the ball for 20 seconds before getting into the offense. That's how this feels to me. I'm just like, y'all are obviously a gimmick, and it's making me mad, and it's only making me mad because people are acting like we should be looking at them like, that's a dominant team. That's going to be the favorite. I know none of y'all believe that. I know that really deep down y'all are like, yeah, but when they lose in the playoffs, I'm not going to be surprised.
So if they beat Denver, say they beat Denver by 7. Because they got to buy this upcoming week. But if they beat Denver the following game after that, at that point, do you say,
Depends on how they beat them.
Should I look at
Kansas City? Let's say Peyton Manning comes out, twists his ankle, comes out the game, and then they beat whoever the backup is for Denver. No, I won't give them credit.
Yeah, y'all still suck.
Because that's how they winning right now.
I didn't play Peyton Manning.
Jeff Toole is a nigga that was like third on the depth chart.
So you can't go with the mojo that they have the same way you went with the New Orleans team when they had the mojo?
So you're not looking at the whole game?
First of all, I didn't go with that team, but that team was way more proficient at what they did.
Apples and oranges, sir.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I agree. It is apples and oranges.
They both fruit.
It's apples and oranges. Can't compare them.
They both fruit, though.
Uncomparable.
All I'm saying is they both fruit. And if the end result is the Super Bowl, they both fruit.
So you thinking they going to go, what, 16-0?
No, hell no. They.
Right. Oh, okay. Why you saying it was such an affirmation?
They're just not as trash as the way.
They are trash. Oh, my God. They are that team that you, like, because I judge all my football by fantasy stats. They are a team that you can't start anybody on but the defense. And that is, Jamal Charles and the defense are the only starters on the Kansas City Chiefs team. And that is the mark of a team that can't win the Super Bowl.
So they look like Minnesota when they went deep in the playoffs.
They didn't go deep, first of all. They look like Minnesota when they won one game in the Super Bowl. No, that team had Randy Moss and Culpepper.
No, I'm talking about just the other year with
Christian Ponder has never gone deep in the playoffs.
Didn't they win their first two games?
No.
Oh, it was the playoff game they won. They won that playoff game.
They won one playoff game.
They won the wild card game, then they won that.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay.
Now, the Chiefs going to win the wild card game, and then they're going to go out to Denver. The Chargers and the Redskins, we kind of talked about this, and I'll spare Justin. But they did get
the
win.
We won that game, but
they did get the win. But some nigga named Young got all the TDs.
I'm salty about last night.
The Eagles and the Raiders. Oh, it feels so good to be back in the discussion.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't you wish you'd have went ahead and picked up that backup quarterback though?
You mean Foles?
Yeah, he put on 17 TDs.
I don't know if you read my tweet Sunday. I started Nick Foles in two leagues.
Up top.
Oh, I believed. I'm a believer, dog.
Well, what about next week, though? This coming Sunday.
Well, I had to pick him up because Peyton Manning was on a bye. So I was like, who could I pick up? I looked at that waiver wire. It was all kinds of people. Everybody was ranked higher than him. And I said, you know what, dog? I got faith. This dude is a beast against sorry teams.
And he balled.
And who's sorrier than Oakland? Nobody. Not even us. 7 touchdowns. 4 to the pure Aryan white men on the team. And 3 to some brothers. So good to y'all. I don't know if y'all saw that picture when they scored them first 4 touchdowns and it was just the white people celebrating. I was like, man, you better throw a couple to them brothers, man. The first 3 went to Riley Cooper. Wasn't looking too good for racial harmony that day, man.
And this is why Vic still would have a job.
Brothers is like, I'd rather have Vic out here. But he threw a couple to the brothers eventually, man. I was happy for
him.
What happened
in the fourth quarter, though?
Fourth quarter?
0 points.
Oh, they took him out. He was killing so hard, they was like, we don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah.
He would have set the record all time if they had left him in and let him get one more touchdown.
Shit, he was bowling.
Yeah, which I thought Chip Kelly was going to do, honestly, because he's an asshole. But, he took him out the game, man. They put the backup in, let him get some. But, man, I was so excited sitting in this house, looking at my stats on my fantasy football team, just rise up. I was looking at that, my eyes looking like Steve Harvey eyes, dude. I just kept looking over there like, what the fuck? 35, 37, 45, 43. Like, I was just going crazy in this house, man. And plus, it was on my team. Like, I needed that, man. I was ready to fire Chip Kelly last week. I'm back, Chip. I'm sorry. My bad, dog.
But does it count since it was the Raiders?
It counts for me. It counts. It was just one of them times, man. Andy Reid, that's one of the things we can say Andy Reid has never done.
No.
Coached the quarterback to 7 touchdowns in the game. Ever. Mm-mm.
They did still find a way to lose by three and had no timeouts with 2 minutes left.
He did get to the Super Bowl though.
Yeah, he did.
And consistently.
And I will always respect that about him. You'll never be able to say anything bad about him. I feel like he would have won that Super Bowl if he didn't get cheated. But yeah, dog, my nigga Nick Foles, dog. He back. And, appreciate you, bro. Make sure you guys go all pick up Riley Cooper too, cause as long as a white man is throwing him the ball, he will go catch it.
Now y'all playing Green Bay Sunday though.
Yeah, I'm not scared. Riley Cooper will take on every nigger in that backfield.
I'm saying this is a Green Bay without this is a Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. So you think you still got this victory?
Yeah, we good against sorry teams. As long as the team is sorry, and Nick Foles is starting, we'll be fine.
Well, you know the Redskins lost, so I hope y'all lose.
I know you hope we lose.
Hope the Cowboys lose.
Yeah. I know, yeah, of course.
I was so upset Sunday that all the teams won in the NFC East.
The Browns and the Ravens played, and I didn't give no fucks. And Joe Flacco is still terrible. Ray Rice apparently is terrible because they won't give him the ball for shit. Like, I'm starting to think it must be Ray Rice.
He telling him he don't want
to
play.
Yeah, like it's like, getting to that point where I'm starting to think Ray Rice be coming to the huddle like, man, you better not give me that ball.
Like, you know I carried it 20 times last week, right?
11 carries for 17 yards. The fuck is happening?
I guess the Browns, man.
What happened?
Browns stay winning, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland fans, stand up and rejoice.
Yeah. You moving further and further away from getting a number one quarterback. Thank Jason Campbell for them three touchdowns and no picks. Jason Campbell got hurt in this game, and I said, damn, they're going to lose. And he came back and played. He said, I can do it, coach.
He must be due for another contract.
I don't know what it is, but he was on that sideline like, cut me, Mick. Got back in there and got that W. I said, damn, y'all cannot lose if y'all try.
Man, you know Redskins stay on drafting black quarterbacks, though.
They do, man. Shout out to them. The Patriots whooped the shit out of the Steelers.
Yeah, they beat them bad.
It was a close game, too, and then they scored 28 points in the fourth quarter.
You know what I was thinking, man? Ben hasn't had him a good rape in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if Mike Tomlin just go online, plentyoffish.com or org or whatever, mm-hmm. and say, listen, it's not real rape because you want it, but let him think it's rape.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Ben will be back. Steelers will be back. Well, Steeler Nation. All these women out here want to have sex with him anyway.
The thing that's crazy, he had a good game. 400 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, but
2 picks.
A few years ago, he'd have came out and wheeled that to a victory.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was out. He was pulling miracles out his ass a few years when he was out there being raped.
That's true. He's not as good without a sexual assault charge pending. Mm-hmm. That is true. But I will say this. I feel like the defense just got old.
They did, but it didn't matter. Like,
what does that mean? I need you to explain why a 2-6 team with an old ass defense, how you could say it don't matter. Cause these niggas are terrible on defense.
Right, but look at the Patriots still putting up all these points. This is the first game they put up like more than 10 points in a while. Like they, because Big Ben was willing them to, he was out here raping chicks. Like you said, he had these charges. Mm-hmm. He was out here putting points on the board. This is the first game in a while he put points on the board and made it competitive.
31 points is a lot. It should be enough for the Steelers to win. It used to be enough. Right. I feel like the Steelers they old, man. Defense is old.
But had he had a charge pending or maybe he had a rape over the weekend, he would have put 58 points up.
Yeah, I'm not entertaining this lineup.
I'm telling you, he would have put 58 points up.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he would have.
Watch. Let him get another charge. Put his name in the news. I guarantee you the Steelers will start winning.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, obviously he has, fallen off. Without having to rape on them, that's true. But I think the defense is also falling off, and I don't know what the problem is. Maybe everybody on the team need to get accused of rape. Because
they didn't always have Troy Polamalu.
Troy Polamalu is so old, man.
Yeah, he like disappeared.
But he wasn't always them Super Bowl years. That was all offense winning them games.
One of them, yeah, but like they would always have a defensive play. Even the Super Bowl they won, they had a dude that ran for that touchdown at halftime, right?
It was Hines Ward, Jerome Bettis. I'm talking about that first year. They didn't have a defense that first year. That was all offense.
Didn't they have a dude that scored a touchdown, the longest touchdown defense in, the NFL history, in the Super Bowl? Like, he got an interception. It was at like the 1 yard line or some shit, or maybe the end zone. And then the clock ran out at halftime, but he was, you know, it, like, the play wasn't over and he scored right before halftime. What was that dude's name?
I don't know.
I think it's the same nigga that don't want to go to the White House because he said the president wouldn't invite them if they didn't win the Super Bowl. God damn it. Anyway, the defense being good, man, it's just the thing that's
Harrison, somebody.
James Harrison, yeah. The thing that's funny about them niggas though, the defense, Troy Polamalu is the funniest dude to watch as an old player on a bad defense. Because he does, like, all the shit that used to be like, his instincts are so honed that he can do. Now they just look like risky ass gambles by a sorry ass player. Like dude will do shit like try to time it where he could jump over the line and like block a kick. And now they wouldn't kick it yet. And this motherfucker jumped over the line and then tried to hop back. I mean, like, look at this dude, man. He's so pressed to do something.
Man, it's cause he don't got James Harrison on the other side. With the other opposing threat.
Oh, do you think his shampoo commercials don't come out no more? So you think that make a difference?
I'm waiting for him to try to do a Caesar with his hair kind of gray.
That'd be great.
I'm waiting on him to cut his hair.
Yeah, I want to see him take his helmet off and all the hair underneath is gray. And we could be like, oh, he old.
How did they lose him on the field anyway? He like naming from the wire. You should never, you know where he at all times.
Yeah, I agree. But, according to Justin, get back to raping.
I didn't say, no, that's not what I said.
What? Whatever.
I said, find a woman and tell her to pretend like it's rape. Big Ben won't know the difference.
Right.
Roethlisberger, he think he really out here raping.
I think at this point we can say that he would know the difference. I think we can safely say.
You think he knows?
He know. He probably stop halfway and be like,
you kind of want this.
Yeah, you kind of like, you kind of into this.
You wet. You not dry.
Yeah, what is this? I'm used to more.
This is not against your will. No, yeah. Thank you, woman.
This feels like consent.
I don't do that.
But yeah, and shout out to Tom Brady. He back, man. I've been shitting on him for a while. Not really a shock that he's back because Danny Amendola is back. Rob Gronkowski is back.
Yep.
And that's the only point I had was he's still a man and he still needs his best receivers on the field like every other quarterback in the NFL.
And you think he says, send Wes Welsel text, I miss you.
I miss you. the Colts beat the Texans, and this is a good game because the Texans started off with the lead, and it was looking like they had this, and they had Case Keenum as their quarterback, and he did what all good backups do, get the ball to the man.
Right. The first half, he was killing.
Mm-hmm.
I even cut the game off at halftime. I was like, it's a wrap.
Yep.
It's a wrap. Me 21-3, too. It's a wrap.
I wouldn't play Arkham City. Arkham Origins.
He was playing so smart the first half. He was like, I don't care if it's 2-3 people, I'm throwing it to my receiver.
Right.
I don't care. If anybody else wants the ball, get open and you need to yell my name out, have your pink gloves on, flashing, jumping up and down, and red target needs to be on you.
I always wonder what the other quarterbacks think when they see that shit, because basically, Case Keenum just proves that Matt Schaub trying to read the defense is pointless. Right? I mean, he like throw it to Andre Johnson. He's like, well, he got 3 people on him. He's still open though.
Right. It's Andre Johnson.
It's Andre Johnson. So I'm gonna throw it to him anyway because he's probably gonna get it. That's why he's good.
Right. That's why he's making more money than anyone else.
Yeah.
He's Andre Johnson.
Meanwhile, my man on the Matt Schaub on the sideline, like, well, can't you just like check down to the tight end? Why? Andre Johnson.
Right. Here's the other thing. He should tell the coach, can we move these other receivers and put them on the line and have them block?
Right.
And just we'll always send Andre out by himself and let him run till I feel like he open enough and there's only 3 players on him.
Right.
That's what I would do. I would design all my plays like that. Madden used to have it, like the early Madden. Mm-hmm. They had that one receiver wide out route. And it'll be ISO plays all day long.
9 catches for 229 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Right.
And the 3 touchdowns is all in the first half. So, Yeah, Andre Johnson, y'all. Just give him the ball.
What happened the second half? We don't know because we didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't care. But whatever, I saw enough.
But whatever it is, it was stupid, Texans. Yeah. Don't do it again.
Okay? Oh, I'll tell you what happened. Andrew Luck got lucky and hit a couple of his passes. Yep, nobody wants to talk about it because the narrative is that Andrew Luck is the greatest ever and never makes a mistake. Yep. He was playing like shit for 3.5 quarters. Because I did see that last like quarter. When I cut off Arkham City to be like, what the fuck? Why is this game getting close? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he was throwing a bunch of damn ducks all over the field. And at some point, he just connected on a few. And, that's how they won. Packers lost to the Bears. Aaron Rodgers got hurt. That's all.
Yeah,
Eddie Lacy continues to be a beast. Matt Forte continues to be a beast on the low. Nobody been talking about him all year, but Matt Forte, been healthy all year, putting together a really solid season.
Think Forte will hold out again?
No, because they keep Michael Bush behind him.
Because, Matt Forte was one of them dudes. You get him, and he had them up weeks and them bad weeks. But he balling. You're like, yes, but he's sucking.
If I was him, I'd go ahead and hold out.
I don't think he can anymore. I think when he had the leverage, he could, but they fucked him up when they went and got Michael Bush. I know he'd be looking at him in the locker room like, you costing me like $10 million right now.
Man, what he need to do is take him out to the club. Like, man, we just going to hang out. We had a good game this week. Have something happen. Only Bush get hurt. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And be like, I ain't tell you to, I ain't make you do it.
Make perfect sense to me, man.
Listen, you tried a nice guy route, okay? It didn't work.
Call him on his phone. Call him a half nigga. Make him quit your team. that's all right. That's all the games. Let's go ahead and talk about different stories from around the world that we've been talking about. Okay, guys.
Okay.
We've been doing this for about an hour, so we try to speed through some of these because we gotta get on the road soon. Jason Collins did not get a call from the D League.
What? Somebody from the D did call him? I'm shocked and appalled.
Yeah, I thought he was on the DL, but now he can't be on the DL no more.
No, he can't.
Because everybody knows. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, the D-League don't need him anymore.
Man, maybe they just don't like what he had to offer.
Yeah, maybe he needs to go to the Out-League.
Yep.
But, yeah, he's convinced that he's an NBA player still. He's only 34, which...
Yeah.
You know.
7-footer.
Mm-hmm. 7 foot tall. Nobody picked him up since he publicly announced he's gay.
Everybody's like, "Nah, we good."
Here's the thing: his brother's in the league, and they have the same skill set.
His brother's in the league. Jaren's still in the league. Are you sure about that?
I believe so.
I'm gonna need you to Google that. I don't believe that shit. Jaren Collins still in the NBA? Hold up, I got this. Look this shit up for myself.
They both were still in the league.
Who the fuck would want this nigga on this? Like, that's the thing about both of them is. People act like, well, he should be in the league, but it's like at the same time he is sorry.
You can't teach hype.
Mm-hmm. Jaren Collins is not in the league anymore. He hadn't been for 2 years.
Oh,
yeah. Damn. So I just don't think. I think this is a case of people might try to be searching to make it sound like it's homophobia, and more likely it's because
he's not good.
Yes, yeah. It's sorry phobia.
let's be honest though. Do you think he better than LeBron dad down there in Miami?
No.
I mean, at least he can actually play some games.
No, man. I'd rather take 8 games of Greg Oden than 72 of Jason Collins.
Me too.
We'll see what happens, man. Cause somebody gonna get hurt. So at that point, I think if we get to like who didn't Tyson Chandler get hurt?
Yep, he out for 6 weeks.
Yeah, yes, like somebody gonna get hurt that is gonna be a glaring obvious like, okay, y'all need to do it. The perfect team I think that could do this. Oh, actually, I'll ask you guys first. Who do y'all think would be a good team for Jason Collins
Miami,
to go to?
Miami.
That's what I was gonna say.
Miami, they need him.
Yeah,
and that makes sense
because Greg Oden is gonna die,
right?
And then you just bring in Jason Collins.
Yep, and just as a substitute.
Karen, you laugh, but Greg Oden is gonna be walking down court. Keyword walking,
as I like to call him, the Walking Dead.
And his knees are gonna just explode.
Yeah, Greg
implode.
Greg Oden, the Walking Dead. is gonna die out there.
They're gonna look like Sergeant Dan off Forrest Gump.
Aww.
And that wheelchair from then on.
He's not even gonna be running. Right. He's just gonna be walking. We didn't talk about it when we did the recaps, but like two coaches in the NFL had some serious issues. Kubiak for Houston had like a mini stroke at halftime.
Oh.
And John Fox had a heart attack on a golf course.
Here in Charlotte.
In Charlotte, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, John Fox apparently knew about this condition before the season started and put off surgery.
Shit.
For the NFL season. Which is, it probably just seems weird to me because I can't imagine taking any sports that serious.
I couldn't imagine being like, you know what? I know I got this condition, but I'm going to go in to work for the
yeah.
next.
Yeah. Like, that just tells you how much he really wants to win a Super Bowl mm-hmm. and how much he believes Peyton Manning is the man.
That and, I mean, they get cut just like players do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously your job is on the line, too, but I don't think they've ever fired a coach for being like, I have a heart condition. Like, I won't say that. I don't know that they have. If so, they haven't done it publicly.
Yeah, they haven't done it
publicly. Like, coaches normally get their money even when they get fired, unlike players.
Well, he'll get his money, but do I even have to have a John Fox coach that came with the amount of money that he came with when I got Peyton Manning out there coaching the team?
Yeah, but that, like, I think he was there before Peyton, so.
He was. And
it's
then,
not like, you know, they put it. He's going to get his money, so I don't even think it was him going, I won't get paid like a player would do. Like, a player would be like, oh, I'm going to play hurt because if I don't, I get cut, then I don't get paid. I really just think John Fox thinks that, you know, I got Peyton Manning. It's a once-in-a-lifetime team. I want to be considered responsible for this team winning.
Yeah, and I was in Charlotte playing for the Panthers. Yeah. I spent years here. It's one of those things where I almost be like, he wants to prove he's a coach. I mean, he is a coach.
Man,
but,
I coached the Pee Wee League basketball team before. That shit frustrating.
Okay.
They don't listen. Just like kids, the adult players don't listen. They go out there, they run routes sometimes. They don't run the routes. And that shit frustrating. I done went ahead and had my surgery. He must love football. He loves coaching.
He must love
the disobedience from the players and people not executing like they supposed to.
Yep.
Because that shit would get on my nerve.
And Kubiak has already visited the team, by the way, since he's been out of the hospital. So good for him. We'll see when he can come back. But coaching just seems like one of those jobs that people make more stressful than it has to be.
Yeah, what life insurance policy is going to cover him?
Right.
I'd be like, true. You dropped.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can't no more with Obamacare.
That's true. That is true.
You can't drop people.
Oh.
He's doing this at the right time. I looked up
the NBA standings. As of right now, the Charlotte Bobcats would be fourth if the playoffs started today. Fourth in the East.
That's a good position to be in.
Just saying, y'all.
Bobcats slowly been
who in front of them? Miami?
Miami, Indiana, Philadelphia are in front of the Bobcats.
Okay.
And Philadelphia is on a losing streak of two games in a row.
Yep.
The Bobcats are on a winning streak of two games. So.
We discussed it, man, at preseason. The Bobcats, I think I said it. They could be in the top five this year.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they should try to be, but Michael Jordan clearly doesn't give a fuck what anybody says. He's like, He was out of the press conference last week where he was like, we need to win now. Tanking not going to work.
Yep, because he's like, every time we tank, we don't never get the number one draft pick. We've also tanked by taking an all-star team of dudes who were not good enough to go far in the playoffs, but not bad enough to tank. And all those players, every single one of those people, have you seen them go further in the playoffs? Like, you was like, okay, these dudes are actually good. I've seen them ball in the playoffs. So the team was not bad. And they were just not good enough collectively to win. And so it's one of those things where you have a fan base here who's tired of them tanking, tired of them losing, and you got them getting ready to go back to the Hornets. So it's one of those things where it's like, we can't be out here motherfucking tanking.
Man, all them other seasons, I always look at them as bad coaching. The one good coach he had, he got rid of. and that was Silas. I like Silas as a coach.
Now, I have to ask, Justin, I don't think I've asked you this before, but do you have a favorite NBA team or no?
If I had to pick one, I guess it'd be the Lakers. That's who Kobe played for.
All right, cool. Here's the thing that's funny about the Bobcats, though, that I was on Twitter the other day, and it was right before the game started, and I was like, yeah, Bobcats about to beat the Knicks, gonna make it look easy, too. And so some Knick fans hit me up. My boy John, who I went to college with, hit me up and said, ha, 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 ha. And I said, what's so funny? And he was like, the Bobcats beating the Knicks. And I was like, they're going to beat the Knicks. How good do you think the Knicks are? Like, the Knicks are, like, that's the thing about a lot of these Knicks fans, man. And then he put back something with hashtag Knicks tape or some shit, which I don't even know what that means now. Like, I've been seeing that hashtag for a year now. Is there like a secret tape about the Knicks or something that's going around?
It's just Melo taking a lot of shots.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony plays losing basketball. And I watched enough Bobcats games to know what losing basketball looks like. He a loser, dog. And the Knicks, as an organization, are losers. Now, I don't mean that they're bad people. I'm just saying, compared to what yet people think they are losers. Yeah. I don't mean it on some like, oh, they never gonna win a game. They won't go to the playoffs. No. I don't mean it that. I mean, as when you hear people try to act like they're in the discussion to win a fucking championship or come out of the East, they're not. They never will be either. With guys like Carmelo Anthony on the team, he plays losing basketball.
Yep, like that all the time.
Yeah, shoot too much. Don't get his teammates involved. Don't play defense. I'm sorry, but he's just a really good dominant offensive player. But he's not a fucking winner.
And people keep talking about, oh, with Amari, Phoenix had it right. Phoenix knew his knees ain't good. Get rid of him.
Everybody always lowers the bar for him too, man. That's the shit that kills me, is cause they'll sit around and be like if you go, hey man, Carmelo really ain't that good. They'll try to act like, oh, well, it's not like anybody trying to say he LeBron. It's like, actually people do try to say that
he's LeBron. He's not.
Right. And the thing is, it's odd that he gets that considering that he won a national championship on a team by himself. Like, I don't think anybody else from that team made it to the league and has been successful.
Yeah.
So he should have a higher standard. Anybody else that won a national championship, you hold them to a higher standard.
Yeah. And I would talk about other games and shit, but we don't really have the time to do all that. But then two, it's still so early. I haven't watched all the games or all the teams in the NBA.
Lakers won last night. I bet you can't guess.
They won by three. No, they won with a last second three by Steve Blake over the Rockets, right?
Yep.
Dwight Howard ain't shit.
Yep. So, play like trash, as he did for the Lakers.
Right. Yeah. But his back, so he's supposed to be good again, y'all. And maybe it is back. You know? Maybe it is. But I don't care.
Punk ass. No hold control.
No hold control.
Tricking ass.
Simping ass.
Gets dunked on by Nate Robinson ass.
Smiling ass.
Phony hug you in your back with a knife.
That was the main thing. Philadelphia is lost the last two games they played, so that 3-0 hot streak, people are trying to settle off of that.
They rookie still looking good though. Carter Williams.
Yeah, Michael Carter Williams is a beast, man. He might fuck around and steal the rookie of the year from my boy Zeller at this rate, cause, the coach is kind of like trying to ease Zeller in, cause I didn't think that was gonna happen, cause I didn't think we were gonna be trying to win. So I thought we would just be playing him like 35 minutes a night.
Yep, I did too.
I was like, fuck it, man, just let him get some. We're gonna get the number one pick next year.
Right.
And apparently they was like, nah, we actually gonna balance the roster out and try to win games and only play them like 15 to 20 minutes. And I was like, why?
Nah, man, you got that big, what's the big center name for the,
the fuck is that dude? He's playing Utah.
Yeah, but we got that big dude.
Man. Al Jefferson.
Yeah, him. But we got, I'm talking about that big center we got. That big.
Oh, Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah, like,
come nobody on. Beats the Biz.
Man, what we doing? We got all this talent and we want to just slowly work him in.
No. I know.
Unless he's not good enough too.
I like Bismack. I mean, that's the thing though, right? Because on the one hand, I would much rather just look at the stats every night and see Zeller getting 15, 20 points and be like, he's going to win the rookie of the year because that's one of my agendas. But I wouldn't watch the games. I'm watching the games now because the games are actually good, man. Like, they playing basketball. How are you supposed to play it? I don't know how long they can keep it up and whatever, but like, even Kemba Walker looks better to me with this team around him. Cause people were like, go get his rebounds when he missed. All right. Let's talk about more stories here. The NFL apparently fined, Jackie Battle, $21,000.
For what?
He was the first person to be penalized under the tuck your helmet, like lower your helmet in the tackle box, outside of the tackle box rule, which is the rule that everyone talked about in the preseason.
That's the one for running backs.
Yeah, running backs, have the ball, they lower their head and knock a guy over and they say you can't do that anymore.
Okay.
I have not noticed a difference in NFL play at all this year.
Me either, because I still see cats lowering their head.
And then they blew the whistle, threw the fine on this dude or whatever, rescinded it, took it back.
Yeah, because if you're going to do that, you need to consistently be like that. Like you said, I really hadn't seen a change in the plays either. And it's one of those things where you're asking referees to do something at.
Well, it's a fine. I don't know that it's a penalty. It's a fine.
Okay. That's the difference. My bad.
Yeah. The other thing too is he said the way he won it was by telling the league, the rule says you clearly have to be outside the tackle box. And I don't think I clearly was. And they said, okay.
Smart. I wonder if he got a, I bet you his woman graduated college too. Like, for him to just be so simple. He kept it so simple. It's like, it's so smart because it was so simple. He didn't go back and forth all that. It was like, hey, I wasn't out the box. What are we doing here?
Andrew Bynum is pondering retirement.
Good pickup, Cleveland. Good trade.
He's supposed to play for Philadelphia. Friday, today.
Oh, in the middle of the season, like, I'm out?
No, I guess he thought about this, he didn't play at all last year. And then, he got a new contract anyway. Or is this his last year?
Nah, new contract.
Shit.
Guaranteed, I think he got, what, $12
million? Wow. Yeah,
without having to work out for the team and show that his knees were healthy.
Yeah, so he went to Cleveland, right?
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't everybody was like.
It was like a pickup trade and re-sign.
Was he the
like
one
that
was like, I'm not going, I'm not even coming to practice or show y'all?
Yeah.
That's what they get. Fine.
I feel like he thinks about retirement every game.
Right.
He probably does.
This is the thing. He just wants to travel and hang out with the guys.
Right.
And get the check, but he doesn't want to show up to play.
No.
He don't want to play. He just want to hang out with the guys. Get these groupies. You know, like, think about it. He wakes up in the morning like, should I cut my hair? Should I even comb it? Nah.
It makes sense why his hair was looking like Sam Jackson in Unbreakable.
Right. Because he didn't kill.
Now, I will say this on a serious note. I think it's totally understandable that after some catastrophic knee injuries a couple times for a guy that big and that young, that you would think about retirement. Like, it makes sense to me.
For longevity.
As a human being, just because it's a lot to go through. Rehab and
surgeries.
Yeah, and in real life, if he just took his money, was rich, and hung out, he would probably never hurt his knee again because he just wouldn't go do a bunch of shit.
He would. He'd hurt it bowling or ice skiing. He'd be out trying to ski and shit. Like, I mean, this like 7-foot motherfucker trying to go on the ski slope.
He'll be at a restaurant and he'll be like using a wet nap and his knee ligament to tear. but seriously though, I could understand it, dude. Like, I've never gone through a rehab. So I could, I say that. As like when I laugh about this stuff, it's like I'm always just joking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that this shit got to be tough, man.
Yeah.
I ran into Marcus, tall guy, you know, used to play with the extra large basketball.
Yeah.
And he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so you going to get the surgery? He was like, nope. He said, I'm just not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, fuck it, I ain't playing. So I could get Bynum being like, my knee hurt. I'm done. And for Bynum, I don't know that he ever really, like, you know, people would say, did he ever really love the game? Did he?
Yeah.
Or was he just a big, tall dude that somebody kept him in the gym and, you know, gave him some skills, worked with him on those skills?
A lot of them dudes are like that. They're like, you big, you tall, you look like you should play basketball, regardless if they have love for the sport.
And we'd all do it, so.
Yeah, that's true. Was?
Dwight Howard tell Dana White that he'd take a UFC fight for $10 million.
Of course he would. I'd take a UFC fight for $10 million.
Not me.
Hey, man.
But I'm not going past the first round.
But Dwight, here's the thing though, Justin. Dwight Howard got $10 million.
Right. No, he doesn't.
Now, is
he got baby
thinking,
mama's mouths to feed.
But, okay, so, alright, you say that. Although I think he does have $10 million at least. I mean, even half of all of his contracts, he leaves him with way more than $10 million.
I'm just saying, but, I think 2 years after his retirement, he broke.
Okay. But the thing is, with the $10 million, mm-hmm. he's only gonna get two, three of that tops. I mean, if you wrote him a $10 million check, you gotta give Roy some. You gotta give his other kids some. Like,
yeah, he ain't gonna get all that money.
Yeah, so
he probably still pay his mama.
Right, he basically fighting for like $1 million. That's why he said 10.
That's not worth it. But
yeah, don't do it, Dwight.
But for me, I go in there for one round, 10
no,
mil.
These dudes do this professionally, and they got the black belts and the Taekwondo and whatever degree and whatever they done went off to some island somewhere, done trained. You gonna go in there and try to fight them? No, thank you.
I would clearly have my own medical staff waiting.
You better.
After the fight.
So they can
I'm also pretty sure, just as a hunch, your NBA contract's not gonna allow you to do that.
You know what though?
Of course not.
Cause like I don't know if y'all have seen MMA, but they'll get you in there and like twist your fucking arm and shit.
Right.
Like he can't take that.
Here's the thing though. He might have it in his contract where he can do what the fuck he wanna do cause people wanted him that badly.
Houston was simping hard.
People wanted him that badly. He might have it where he can, like those extracurricular activities, but
why would you want to risk
he's
that?
He's a fool for even, he's continuing wanting to be in the news. He's not in LA anymore. He's not in the news.
Nope.
You notice since he's been in Houston, we probably the only people that really talk about him.
Yeah.
And that's because we like joking him. Outside of that, he's not in the news. So he wants that attention.
I tell you who was in the news and didn't want attention.
Who?
Former Celtics great Bill Russell was arrested at an airport in Seattle for carrying a gun.
Oh my.
You know, I always said Boston is a racist city, man. He probably learned at some point you never travel without your gun.
He didn't get a permit?
I'm sure he learned when he was playing and going traveling all them teams. He was on the bus back then. He probably had his gun back then.
I think I draw the line at 795 niggers before I just say, I'm going to carry heat with me all the time.
The thing I don't understand is, why, Bill? Who wants to fuck with Bill Russell? Everybody loves him.
Because people talk shit, man.
Yeah, they do.
He grew up with real racism.
Not the racism we do. I'm talking about like real
he
racism.
He got them big ass old school old man hands scrump. Like, I guarantee you, he got calluses all on his hands. Then when he slap you, the skin comes off your face.
It don't matter. When you're dealing with racism, they multiply. Racists, they multiply. You smack one, and eight more and pop up.
Takes a lot less effort with them big manly hands to pull the trigger. Just this.
Carrie related to white people racism is whack-a-mole.
Hall of Fame center Bill Russell was arrested this week in Seattle Tacoma International Airport after Transportation Security Administration officials found a loaded gun in his luggage. Russell was arrested Wednesday night as he attempted to go through security. Russell's gun was confiscated and he was released. His gun was a .38 pistol. And was loaded with 6 rounds. According to a TSA spokesman, he turned over to Port of Seattle police and there were no disruptions at the airport.
Here's the thing. He got to Seattle with it in his bag. So, I mean.
Well, he lives in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he going to Boston then? That's why he had it?
Yeah.
It must have been a flight out to Boston then. Like
he must have had it both ways.
I'm sure that's not the first time he's been on a flight, though.
Right.
With his gun.
No.
He just left it out this time. Roy Hibbert is no longer a fan of Andre Drummond.
Okay.
Yep. He wanted him to win the Rookie of the Year award, he said. But he said, to tell you the truth, I was a fan of his until tonight. He is a real good prospect. But it seemed like he was running his mouth a little bit tonight. He has a tremendous future. But I was a fan of his. I thought he was supposed to have a breakout year this year. Best of luck to him. He can dunk the ball real well. He can block shots and he can rebound. He is going to have a bright future. But I was a fan of his. No homo.
Is
he's still saying
no, I added that.
I'm about to say he sound like somebody on Black Twitter that started following a rapper was like, oh, look at this nigga. I really liked him. But I don't think I like him no more. I bought all his albums. He okay. I still think his album is a classic, but I still don't like him no more. Poor thing, he got hurt.
Drummond must have been scoring on him.
He must have been talking shit
business.
Too.
Yep.
Yes, talking shit and giving him the business.
Drummond did not apologize or deny trying to take Hibbert out of his game. He said, if I lost a fan, I can't be mad about it, Drummond said. If he complained about me talking, that is part of the game. I'm doing what I can do to get in his head, and it's obviously worked because he noticed. So I was just trying to play my game and get into his paws.
What you talking about, Willis?
But
here's the thing, though. You know what, though? He gained a new one because I respect it.
Yeah, me too.
Drummond, you just got...
Talk your shit, bro.
You got two new fans.
Unless you call him a half-nigger son of a bitch that you shit down his mama's neck, I don't give a fuck. Anything is fair game on the court, you know, as long as you're not, you know, just doing some, like, really foul shit. If it's just some... Your girl smell like Cheerios, fuck it.
Yep.
Kevin Sumlin is the top choice for the USC job, according to a report, to which I say, take it and run!
Take it and run!
Yep. Now, actually, Kevin Sumlin is better than the USC job. Like, if I was him, I would hold out and see if Nick Saban don't take Texas. And try to slide up into Texas or Alabama.
Could he just stay where he
at? Of course he could. But he's a college coach, and so that means he won't. Nobody changes jobs like college coaches. They're so unloyal.
All the time.
For people that can lock a kid into a fucking contract forever.
Come on now.
These motherfuckers be leaving so quick. I don't even know how women marry them. It's like, can I sit down? Can we talk over dinner real quick? I've decided to change the venue of my dick to another woman. Yeah, so I was offered a better position.
She had better amenities.
She was like, can we talk about this? Well, I actually signed a contract already.
Yeah. I actually.
The bus is outside to pick me up.
Yeah.
I just came in to get a few things.
Steve Clifford, the Bobcats coach, got put in the hospital after not feeling well. Get well soon, Steve.
Yes, sir.
You know, we need you around.
Is that why they up on the upswing?
It happened after the Knicks game, after we got that win, though. Here's what I was talking about earlier when I said that... Justin can relax. The Redskins are no longer the most racist team in America. Many high schools have generic mascots like Wildcats or Bulldogs, but how many can say that they're the Arabs? Coachella Valley Arabs. High School can. The sports team at Coachella Valley High School are the Arabs. The students aren't all actually Arabs. It's just their name. This is not an all-Arab school. The cheerleaders have Arabs across the front of their uniforms. The mascot is a hook-nosed, sinister-looking Arab wearing a kufi. And an outfit probably rejected by Aladdin. A belly dancer performs at halftime. The kids chant, let's go, Arabs, let's go. At least they're not pronouncing it Arabs. It is, really weird.
Oh, this fuck with Middle Eastern people.
Yup. Mm-hmm. However, that belly dancing at halftime is,
Yeah, nothing hotter than a 16-year-old chick pulling her stomach out. Am I right, buddy?
Yeah.
You know, I keep getting older, but they stay the same.
Yeah, they do.
15 to get you 20.
Has Ben Roethlisberger been to the end of this game?
I guess not.
I don't think Ben's a pedophile. I think he's a rapist, which is slightly different.
Slightly.
But I tell you who might have been. R. Kelly.
With his pee in the jar.
It's like, I'm about to get out here and do some belly dance. It's like, girl, lay it on me. Mm-mm. I'm placing on one above thee.
Come over here and fly on my magic carpet, girl.
Oh man, I just love that Boondocks episode.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. What was that? Dave Chappelle. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle was so far ahead of his time. Man.
Yeah.
I miss Dave.
Dude, that fucking R. Kelly remix. This is a remix of Ninja about a song about pissing not reminding nobody on everyone is pissing. Yeah. That is my shit. But yeah. I got some sound effects for peeing. I haven't even played this before. Was that like a fucking gorilla pissing?
That's a strong urine.
Shit.
That's the after sex piss.
Aerial peeing. What is this? Yeah. R. Kelly be like, yeah. Go ahead, do that belly dance, girl.
Oh my.
I can feel my bladder filling up. My nature is rising.
Keep all that piss, sir.
Oh, but yeah, man. The Arabs. What a terrible fucking mean ass name.
Yes, I guarantee you, like they said, nobody of color was in that room when they school made that decision.
And you know what? No one of vaginas was in the room when they made this decision for the Timberwolves.
Uh-oh.
Timberwolves are having Ladies Night, which features a free season one DVD of HBO's Girls.
I missed that show.
Wow.
For $18, a female Timberwolves fan will get an Upper Decker ticket, a free beer or glass of wine, and a DVD copy of season one of Girls.
Definitely no vaginas in there. They were like, really? We really going to do this?
I feel like, now this is the second time they've run this promotion. Both times they've given away season one of Girls. So they must not have had enough women sign up last year. Because it's season three starting in January.
So they did get another season? That's good.
Yeah, it's three seasons. Season three starts in January.
For whatever reason, I like that show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I love Girls. It's my show. But I'm just saying, it's season two that I want.
Yeah, they snapped that game up.
Yeah. So apparently not enough people came last year. I guess we'll go ahead and talk about what everybody's been talking about here. DeMarcus Cousins got hit in the dick by an NBA rookie.
Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder, a black man, decided to go balls deep on DeMarcus Cousins. Now I got to applaud some of it. Like, this is terrible. And I really have to applaud the NBA because they actually hit him with a one-game suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like he should get suspended for longer than that, but yep. I'm glad they didn't just stop with a fine.
Minimum two.
Yeah, I think half season. I think this is worse than steroids. But, you know, obviously that's a little too excessive for most people.
And what's this guy's name?
Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder. Hmm. Yeah, I can never respect that.
Yeah, can't respect this dude.
Yeah.
He's on the list.
That's why I never liked Chris Paul.
Yep, it's part of the reason. Part of the reason. Plus, he's an underachiever.
Cliff Paul, all right kind of guy.
Right. Chris Paul hits you in the balls when you're not looking.
Right.
Or as I like to call him, Chris Balls.
Oh.
I'll never forget. Chris, that's my 9/11.
Now, he will go balls deep.
He will go balls deep on you. And not the way that we do. Apparently, not the way that I appreciate it.
Apparently Schroeder will too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scrotum. That's be his nickname.
Scrotum. Speaking of people being back, mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook got his swagger back, dog.
Russie
came back. He said, look what I do, Derrick Rose. It's easy.
I'm disappointed, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see those outfits, man.
Oh, they back? You ain't seen them yet?
Yeah, he got the outfits.
It's not the same of an... It's like a Craig Sager outfit where they consistently show it all throughout the game. Mm-hmm. I wanted that. I want Russell outfits all throughout the game. He would take attention from your boy Kevin Durant mm-hmm. being an underachiever.
He didn't play the first week, and I still don't remember anybody pointing out his outfits, which is funny. Like, I wonder if he only dresses up when he's playing.
He wasn't probably going so to the games then, I don't think.
Oh, he wasn't?
I don't think he was going
yeah,
to the games.
Yeah, because if he was going to the game, they'd have had some photos or pictures or something.
I'm going to go on a limb and say bullshit. He had to get the games. Bullshit.
He probably was there.
He's probably sitting up high somewhere.
Because not going to games is normally reserved for motherfuckers that's like so hurt that it's like, nigga, don't even show up.
He was in the box seats.
Yeah, I feel like he was going to the games and he don't be dressing up. Mm-hmm.
Anybody seen Kevin Durant though? He's still on suicide watch. He need to. I'm telling you, man. Before Russell hadn't came back. That's why Russell came back.
In my new segment called "Give It a Week," Anthony Bennett has not hit an NBA shot.
Give it a week.
I can't believe that either. I saw him in preseason. He was killing in preseason.
He was the number one pick. And looking at some of the pictures of him, does seem like he put on some weight.
Yeah.
They said he did gain some weight.
But this was the head scratching pick of the draft.
He wasn't mine. He wasn't nobody, in my top 10.
Yeah, nobody. Right. I mean, when we did our draft preview, we both was like, why do people keep saying this dude gonna be a high pick? Like, it seemed like the nigga played a couple games, everybody lost their fucking mind. He can't work out. He's, you know, he couldn't do anything at the combine and he was hurt. I'm like, why is everybody, apparently they think he's going to be the next something.
Andrew Bynum?
He's over. Now that's way too early to call this dude a bust or say he's terrible. But, this is pretty bad. This is a bad start.
It really is.
Like I don't like how people try to downplay it like it's not. It's real bad. He's an NBA player that has not hit a shot.
They saying he hit 1 3 the other night, and that's it.
Wow.
1 3. That's what the chat room was saying. They hit 1 3 the other night. And
nigga,
that's it.
What? Oh, man. Anthony, just, oh, man.
Wow.
He shot 20. Michael Carter Williams has 26 field goals already.
He that light-skinned dude, man.
Mm-hmm. 8 other rookies have attempted at least 15 shots.
I got to look and see where I put Michael Carter on my draft stock, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go back.
Was he my number one or, you know, was he in the top 5?
Yeah, Otto Porter was up there. He's like, but, yeah, dog, he's having a hard time. Okay, guys. I guess we'll go ahead and talk about it now. Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito, guys. Now, we've talked about it on the Blackout Tips.
Mm-hmm.
Then we even talked about it when Justin was there. So you guys all know our feelings on it.
Mm-hmm.
New information is coming out. Martin's attorney released a statement saying basically he was harassed and that it had been going on for a season and a half. He tried to befriend that teammate, those teammates, and join the group, but the abuse never stopped. So he said, okay, fuck it. Got to go to the law.
You know, I don't know that much about Martin, but you think if he sued his ownership, he would get more money than he ever would as a player?
I don't know. We're gonna find out because I mean, there's lawsuits and stuff being leveled against the Miami Dolphins as an organization, and it looks like it might have been institutional. Looks like you know, they have quotes from where GMs told his agent that he needed to punch, the dude Incognito in the face. Like, I guess that's how they measure toughness there. But that's just so unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That man came to go to work. He didn't come to get in fights. Point. That's not the sport he signed up for was boxing.
It is not. And I don't know what made people think that just because you're a grown man and you big and you large that you don't feel shit. And sometimes people don't have confrontation. No, their personality is just not confrontational.
Although Rod is a large man and he will punch somebody in the face.
I prefer not to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't go around
like
doing
that. I've had issues with people before and I've gone through the proper channels. I'm not that guy that, you know, I'm not some brain dead idiot that just is a meathead that wants to fight all the time. Fighting is my last resort. As I always say on the show, if I leave my house and come back from a fight, I failed that day. Something went wrong.
And
I don't know how either one of us can explain it to our wives.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some explaining to do. I mean, even though Roger is bigger than me, it's going to be some explaining to do. Unless it was like life or death or something like that, It's one, oh, let's say, you know, you got a group of people that just surround you, like, motherfuckers, you gonna fight today, which is not most people's situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where I don't, and I think for me, it's frustrating when people are challenging manhood based off of you not wanting to have confrontation. And I don't comprehend that.
Yeah, the funniest thing about this is going to be that Monday night football game that they got coming up.
Yeah, because that's all they're going to talk about.
It's them against Tampa Bay, so it ain't going to be shit to talk about with this.
Yep.
I can't wait to see how they talk around this.
That's all they're going to be rolling.
I'd like to see Martin get paid, man.
Me too.
I want to see, I'm talking about like a $50 million lawsuit. Like, I want to see him get off like OJ got off.
And you know what? And the biggest reason why I want to see that, Justin, is because the culture of football has got to change as far as that. Because, you know, it's not acceptable anywhere else. Why should it be acceptable?
Yeah, I'd like to see them do away with hazing, to be honest.
That's my
biggest thing. Not because I'm so, oh, it's just no one should haze. But honestly, it's just so fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious that people are getting, like, hurt behind this shit. Is like one dude almost lost his eyesight. He was talking about and it just toes a line.
And it wouldn't surprise me if this dude who's got this lawsuit is not the only player. I guarantee you, over the years, other players have wanted to do this but didn't want to deal with the backlash that he's dealing with.
Right.
So they never said anything. So you can't sit here and tell me that this is the only player out of the thousands of players that have been through the NFL that has said, hey, this is harassment.
And he got proof. And this is the thing. Normally, especially when it's a woman, for whatever reason, the NFL kind of brushes it. Like when Favre was sending them dick pics and harassing the women. Like, they kind of was like, oh, she doesn't need to be in the locker room dressing like that. It was her fault, this and that. They can't get out of this one.
But my other major issue with this. Oh, go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
But the funny thing, Justin, is that they're attacking it the same way. They're blaming the victim. It's her fault. It's his fault. He's a punk. It's her fault. She shouldn't have wore that. It's like, it's constantly blaming the victim versus saying, motherfucker, don't do that.
Here's my thing. The more ridiculous part of this story, and it's a ridiculous story.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually the honorary black man shit that white people are running with.
Yes.
Because when people use it this way, what they really mean is honorary nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they're defining nigga is by the most offensive, ridiculous stereotypes of a black person. So it's like, this guy's more black than this other guy because he doesn't like to read like him. He doesn't like to be thoughtful. He's brash. He's arrogant. He's an asshole to people. And that apparently is black to these NFL players that are calling this guy a nigga. Like, oh, he's an honorary brother because he takes his shirt off in the pool hall and stomps around saying Marcus Pouncey nigga. That's, he's black. You know what I mean? He participates in ridiculously ignorant shit, and that makes him black. And that's the part of this that's even, to me, more ridiculous than all the other shit. Cause it's like, you guys are co-signing this dude for no fucking good reason. You know, it's no one that's an honorary nigga, quote unquote, calls up another black person and calls him a half nigga. By the way, both his parents are black. Go look it up. Like, I found that out last night because I actually saw a picture. I was like,
yeah, because everybody, because from I was like, that's not a white woman. His pants were.
Yeah, because they were taking the word of a fucking white racist piece of shit. And then somebody wrote like I'm some impartial person that wants to get the truth. I've been playing football since college with Richie Incognito. And, I met Jonathan Martin last year. And I have to tell you, Jonathan Martin is lying. It's like, how's that an impartial truth? Like, how about this person is your friend and the other one isn't really?
Yep. How about you act a certain way sometimes in certain cultures?
Yeah.
Hello.
In the football locker room, he acts this way. In front of you, he might actually wear a suit and tie and act like he got some sense.
You don't know someone 100% of the time. And because they aren't being racist to you, another white person, or even to you, a black person, doesn't mean that they're not being racist to someone else. And I'm sorry, if you're racist to some other motherfucker, just because it ain't me doesn't mean you ain't racist because you treat me good.
That's the truth.
You're still a fucking racist piece of shit, and it's funny to hear people try to act like that, like they, oh, he's not racist, I don't think so. It's like, nah, he's fucking racist.
I'm one of his black friends.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, honestly, I don't mean no harm. Like, that's supposed to mean something. That doesn't mean anything to me. Somebody that's racist could have friends of the race that they're being racist against. I don't know why people think that's not comprehensible.
Comprehensible.
Yeah, I tore that up.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is now.
Comprehensible or something?
It is now.
It's a word, Karen. Don't let Rod discourage you.
All right, you guys Google that.
He always trying to punch people in the face one way or another.
He's trying to hold
with
me
with his
back.
Fist or his words, either one. He's still trying to punch you in the face.
So you trying to be an honorary white man?
Comprehensible, able to be understood, intelligible. That is a word, and Karen used it correctly.
Woo-hoo!
I stand corrected, and I want. Like to go on the record as apologizing, Karen. Okay, guys?
Oh, no problem. It wouldn't surprise me. I tanked so much that I was like, hey,
nah,
I might be wrong.
You use a word so big. Drink. You use a word so big. I was like, what the fuck? Is that a word?
Wait a minute. I drink. Shout out to Reggie Nick Drew. I'm drinking. Vocabulacious.
Oh, what you sipping on, Karen? What you sipping on over there?
Some Kraken and Coke.
Kraken. Another thing that just got out, my local 10 in Miami got his hands on a police report that was filed in May of last year, where Richie Incognito was accused of physically harassing a woman who was volunteering at an annual golf tournament.
Wow.
When
not that guy, not Incognito.
No, can't.
You know, I know Richie Incognito. I played pickup basketball with him for 2 hours, and I have to tell you,
he picked
flowers. In that time, he didn't harass a single woman. He was completely respectful to all the women that weren't there. And I don't understand why this woman would even accuse him of such behavior, but I'll read the report anyway.
He picked flowers for all the children.
I bet you he was in the women's locker room when it happened, too.
The then 34-year-old volunteer told police that Incognito had been drinking. And when he was at the hole where she was working, he rubbed her privates with a golf club. And knocked a pair of sunglasses off her head with it, according to a report.
The fuck?
After that, he proceeded to lean up against her buttocks with his private parts as if dancing, saying, let it rain, let it rain.
Man, how do you knock someone's glasses off their face with a golf club? Do you... Man, come on.
He finally finished his inappropriate behavior by emptying bottled water into her face.
Because she didn't respond.
Nice.
Yeah, she didn't respond the way he thought she should, so he's like, fuck you, bitch, and splash water on her.
This sounds like my type of guy.
Now, she probably got...
We could go out and have some blue moons.
Honorary nigga, because that's what real niggas do. Go to the golf course, harass these white bitches. Am I right? Let it rain, let it rain.
Man, we can hit the strip club afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Hit up Dennis after that.
White offensive lineman be like, oh, I'm going to go play some golf. I'm just going to swing at the putt. Oh, look at me. I'm going to putt the ball.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, black offensive lineman be like, nigga, look at this ball. Hitting this ball with the motherfucking club. Rubbing these titties with the club. Oh, bitch, let me rub on you. Let it rain, let it rain.
Yep.
That's different.
I go to Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to Cracker Barrel.
Right. The volunteer says she can't talk about the incident because she signed a confidentiality agreement, which means he did it and paid her. Probably.
Oh, yes.
That's what my guess is. Allegedly. But it's about that time, y'all. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Kobe Bryant's in the news. Like he is every week on the show.
This makes me sad when I hear this Kobe Bryant theme music.
Because the show about to be over?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I got to sleep sometime, and I got to get the ride.
I know we've been on the air for 2 hours now. It don't seem like it.
It don't feel like
it's
do
not
it.
It's not enough.
There's plenty of other articles we could discuss.
Of course.
I'm going to just pass out on this mic one day. And Justin's just going to be sitting here like, now it's the Justin hour.
let's
talk about these hoes. Remember the last scene of Sopranos in which the cast is sitting in a diner and the camera just fades to black, leaving viewers of the longtime hit show to project what they want into the series finale?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what Kobe Bryant did with his Twitter avatar on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
After changing his avatar from a picture of a grizzly bear over the summer to a cryptic 12-2-5 avatar that might not have referred to ESPN team and player rankings, or it could have been his pet's birthday, Brian has faded to black, literally. His avatar is now just a black screen. And on Tuesday, he offered just two hashtags as clues to his mindset. Hashtag blackout. Hashtag bear hunt.
I love Kobe.
Kobe's the best.
Kobe been trolling since before Twitter.
Come on now.
The mysterious tweet set off a new round of theories about what he meant. Was he referring to the Lakers game against the Memphis Grizzlies on November 15th when the team could debut his Hollywood Knights jerseys? Is that when he's coming back? So apparently Hollywood Knights, those black jerseys they show. Remember, yep. Justin?
Starring Kobe.
Yeah, and then Kobe would come back and it'd be bear hunt against the Memphis Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Was he referring to the inspirational quote on his Facebook page in an emotional post the night after he ruptured his Achilles? If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I've always loved that quote. That's Mamba's mentality. That's Mamba mentality. We don't quit. We don't cower. We don't run. We endure and conquer. Was he referring to his infamous blackout workouts? The type he'll need to put himself through to get in shape to return to the Lakers. One never knows. It's not as if Brian will shed much light on it. In an interview with NBA TV that aired Tuesday night, Brian reiterated that he has not set a timetable for his return. Not yet. I'm pushing it. And this past week felt pretty good. We're all being pretty smart about this process and taking our time and making sure I come back ready to go. I think the most difficult part of the process is I'm going through right now is that that's the patience. To me, that's the hardest part. The game to me isn't necessarily difficult. I grew up, fortunately, understanding the fundamentals of the game and the footwork and space and time and the things of that nature. I feel like I can adjust my game to whatever it is I can do physically. Whether I have lift or I don't have lift, or I have the same explosiveness or I don't have the same explosiveness, I feel like I'll be able to adjust just fine.
I think you will too, because you work out in zero gravity, sir. Nobody else can say that.
And it's a part of getting old. You learn to adjust to what your body can do.
Pray for the bear, guys. Okay.
Are there any other better quotes than that?
No, that's the best you can get. I mean,
bear hunt.
Bear hunt. Hashtag bear hunt.
I'm changing my Twitter AV to that. Bear hunt.
Yeah. Mamba mentality is what I'm about to. That's my next hashtag I'm tweeting out right now live on the show. Yeah. Mamba mentality. Hashtag bear hunt. Hashtag blackout. Hashtag pray for the bear. All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, Karen, and thanks, Justin, for doing the show with me, man.
It was a pleasure.
All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. We'll probably be taking the next week off for the show. So next time y'all talk to us, might be on Balls Deep. Peace.